Just like you guys are tough here in the weather when it's cold, how tough are they in their weather when it's a little bit warmer than what teams are used to?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being, 80 degrees down there right now, you know, it's a little different than it is here right now. So, you know, but it's something that we'll deal with. We've dealt with it before. I don't think it'll be an issue. It is what it is.
What kind of leader is Akeem Talib? We hear a lot about D-Mac in the secondary, but Bill was talking this morning about what kind of leadership and personality.
Yeah, definitely. He brings a lot of confidence to the group. Definitely brings some swagger. You know, he's a fun guy to be around, a good teammate, studies hard, puts into preparation just as hard as anybody else on his team. So, you know, he's a great guy to be around, a guy that we're glad that's on our team.
Do you feed off his energy?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He definitely brings a good amount of energy to the game, not only on Sundays, but every day in practice and in the meeting rooms and things like that. So, you know, he brings that, and it definitely spreads amongst the other guys.
Steve, have you had any conversations on the fact that a win on Sunday brings you the division, or is it more just Miami or anything?
Well, we're aware of it, but, you know, our focus has to be on Miami and what we're doing in order to execute a game plan in order to beat those guys. So that's the only thing we can really worry about. The rest will take care of itself.
Can you just talk about Charles Clay and, you know, the kind of guy that he is and how tough he is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a heck of a football player. You know, he can definitely block in the run game, but then presents challenges in the pass game as well. They could line him up at multiple different positions. He has speed. He has size. He's very athletic. He has good hands. So he's a guy that definitely we're going to have to be aware of, a guy that can make plays for them, a guy that's kind of been a go-to guy for them down the stretch here. And, you know, we'll have to understand where he's at on the field.
And you mentioned playing this team, being familiar with them. You got to imagine it's easier sometimes when you're preparing for them, but does it also present challenges when you're trying to find ways to, you know, maybe seeing everything already? Is it more challenging?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, anytime you play a team as much as we play, you know, the Dolphins or anybody else in your division, you kind of go into a game and there's different game plans. You know, they might not show everything that they're going to show against us. I'm sure they'll have some different wrinkles and different game plan things that we'll have to adjust to once the game gets going. So it's always a chess match when you're playing a division opponent, you know, we'll have to put in a good week of practice here this week and try to narrow down the things that they do well and just kind of understand the how they can attack you and how they can hurt you from a scheme wise.
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys.